Right now, it's the first Monday of the month, and that means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane or Content Director Mike Arnold joins us on Central Time or the morning show to discuss the latest on WPR programming and operations. Mike Crane joins us today. We're going to talk about the retirement of longtime WPR news reporter Glenn Moberg, upcoming special programming, and more. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what's on your mind about WPR. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Is there a show or a kind of show you want WPR to carry? What do you want to hear more or less of? What questions do you have about what you hear on WPR or what we do? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or ideas at WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Mike Crane, thank you so much for joining us.
Always good to be here and first time to be here with you. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is exciting. Thank you so much for being here with us. Well, first of all, some of you out there may have heard on the news that there was some flooding in Vilas Hall, which is where the main offices and studios of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television are located. Mike, first of all, what happened? And second, how's everybody doing?
So what happened is that there was a leak of what they call a standpipe, which I had to remind myself what that was. It's basically like a fire pipe that's just waiting to be used in case of a fire. But one of the things that we were hearing a lot in the news, even here on WPR, is that the cycles of freezing and thawing that have been happening put pipes at risk. And mostly we might have talked about, you know, the pipes in your basement. It was the pipes in our hallway or in the stairwell. And so there are a number of floors in Vilas Hall where we're based that there's some real water damage and everyone's dealing with it right now. We were very fortunate that our studios here on the seventh floor of Vilas Hall weren't affected, but our colleagues at Wisconsin Public Television have a lot of cleaning up to do and some moving of some offices. In fact, some of them are temporarily moving right into our big production studio, Buck Studio, to be able to continue their work. And it's also been challenging for them because they have a big deal event that actually Larry Mueller from WPR will be appearing at, and that's the Garden and Landscape Expo in Madison. And so they're also working on that while cleaning up and so on. And so everyone's trying to pull together. We've tried to help where we can, and it's a relief that things aren't worse, but there is a lot of cleanup to do.
Mike, it's been a pretty rough week here at Vilas Hall. We had the cold weather that closed down Vilas Hall and followed by the flooding. What can you say about the folks who work here and the job they've done over the past week and a half to keep this place going?
Thank you for offering me the opportunity to just say how remarkable people are here. The job that was totally the focus of everybody that's connected with it was how do we stay on the air and make sure that we're delivering on the promise of the programs that everybody expects to hear, and that the same for our web team and anyone else behind the scenes. They were just making sure through, I've come to call it Freezemageddon, through all of that and through this, we've managed to really stay on the air. I mean, there are things that can blow up on you. Luckily, that hadn't happened so much for the radio station, and we do have plans for emergency operations. Luckily, as a statewide network, we do have things set up so we could operate from a different studio if we needed to.
Sure.
That's not perfect either, but we have really good plans and really great people that put it together.
Mike Crane joins us. He is the Wisconsin Public Radio Director, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Peg in Madison. Good afternoon, Peg. Welcome to Central Time. You're on with Michael Crane. Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for taking my call. My comment was that I often listen to programs after the fact as a podcast or on demand, you know, when I'm exercising or whatever. And I like having one topic to listen to rather than having to switch around. And in particular, when you combine two or more topics in an hour, I'm not always interested in all of those topics. And so I find myself listening less and less to the local programming. I do listen to On Point, and I listen to 1A, because they address a single topic in an hour, and sometimes Larry Mueller. But I kind of miss, or I do miss, the programs where you have a more in-depth one-hour topic per program, and wish that you would bring that back again. And I'm wondering if people who listen to things after the fact, to podcast or whatever, would find this more convenient than having to be switching around if they're not particularly interested in all of the topics that are in a particular program. So I wondered what your comment is on that.
Peg, thank you so much for the call. Mike, is that something like, you know, going to one topic per hour or one topic per show, is it something that's under consideration, or does it depend on the topic itself?
It definitely depends on the topic itself, and I'd say that in the recent past, and Peg, you've noticed this, we've been doing a lot more multiple topic hours in the morning. We've been doing that on Central Time for quite a while, and the basic idea is that there are things that if we plan to use a whole hour, we probably couldn't sustain a whole call-in show about that. And so sometimes there'll be a full hour, sometimes not. But also, I want to key in on something you said, Peg, that's really spot on and is a challenge for us. And that is that podcast listening, or what we used to call on-demand listening, is definitely different from listening to the radio. And so even though we've been sending out archived programs online for many, many years, the blooming of the podcast revolution means that we are wrestling with this with a lot of our shows. Some of you have listened, I'm sure, to Beta, one of our newest shows, and that has a couple of topics at once. But we're asking ourselves, should we break the show up and send out the individual topics separately? But then would that make it harder for people to find? So we're definitely struggling with that, and we really appreciate your insight. And you might figure this out, but our staff wants to know avidly what you have to say, all of you listening. And so thanks for that call, Peg, and we'll pass it along.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Sauk County. Good afternoon, Joe. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, I believe it was you I talked to in the morning back in late September or the first week of October, and explained that I was an immigrant from Indiana, mm-hmm. and that I missed 1A Friday news roundups days because of Science Friday. And I love Science Friday, too.
I remember that call, yes.
I wondered if you'd given that any more consideration in airing that later in the evening or something?
One thing that we find is the more that we juggle the schedule, the harder it is for listeners to keep track of it. And so we did talk about it, but it came to no resolution for exactly that reason. I know that I think we talked about this, and certainly we've talked about it on the Mondays with Mike segment, that opportunity to listen yourself using the podcast does also exist. But I get it, Joe, that a lot of us, I'm one of them, often I do listen to podcasts, but often I just want to turn on the radio and have the wonderful folks inside the radio take care of it for me. So no conclusion on that, but also no change at the moment.
Listeners may have noticed, Mike, that they haven't heard Glenn Moberg's voice in a little while. Glenn, of course, is our reporter in Wausau and host of the regional program Route 51. He's also been an occasional fill-in on our various statewide shows. What's happening with Glenn?
Well, this past fall, Glenn was diagnosed with a terminal stomach cancer, and due to his prognosis, he decided to retire effective at the end of last month. Glenn's been with us at WPR since 2003, and over the last 15 years, he's reported on lots of news in the central region. He's hosted that program, Route 51, that people in that area are very familiar with. And one of the things that was really interesting to me about Glenn is that he's always kind of lived his life in front of us. He was on TV before he was on the radio, and so in telling us of his decision to retire, he wrote, "You need a fire in your gut to do this kind of work, and unfortunately, in my case, the fire has been replaced by cancer." Glenn is hoping that others will learn from his experience and sharing it, and so we're deeply saddened by his condition. He's fighting it, and needs his full energy to be focused on doing so. And we already miss him around the station and hope that he does well.
This is the February edition of Mondays with Mike with WPR Director Mike Crane. We want to hear your thoughts about WPR at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about WPR? Any particular show or type of show you'd like to hear more or less of? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or ideas at WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up that conversation and take your calls after this short break. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Darrell Connor. Right now, we're talking with WPR Director Mike Crane during this February edition of Mondays with Mike. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about WPR programming or operations? Is there a certain show you want to hear, or maybe at a different time, or perhaps not at all? Any thoughts about WPR.org, the social media pages, the WPR app, or other techie type stuff? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or ideas at WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mary Kay in Kenosha. Good afternoon, Mary Kay. Welcome to Central Time.
Hello, Mike. I'd like to know what happened to that program you had about job openings. Like, if you were an employer and you were looking for people, it was a really good show.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate your remembering that. It's been quite a while since we did that segment. It was a part of the show that preceded Central Time. So that's 3, 4, 5 years ago. And was part of Ben Maron's show, At Issue. We certainly still have an interest in jobs and openings and that sort of thing, but it hasn't been on the mind of the gang here to do that specific kind of show. Maybe that'd be great, maybe not. You know, I know the job market now is getting pretty tough to even find people to hire, so we'll chalk that up as a suggestion for our wonderful programmers here to consider adding something like that once in a while. Thanks, Mary. Mary Kay.
Thanks for the call, Mary Kay. Let's go to Tom in Port Wayne. Good afternoon, Tom. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hello, and I just want to make a comment real quick about Glenn. You know, he's part of that radio voice family of mine, and I'm really saddened to hear that he has that type of battle ahead of him. So we've become a radio family in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. My question is this. What is the protocol for callers in the first place? In the second place, is there a type of question that a caller can ask of a guest on a show or not? And I'll give you a real quick example. I was told that I couldn't use the terminology of throwing the towel in directed at a particular guest that was on the show. And I thought that was a rather innocuous way of describing something. And I was told that that was confrontational. So if you could just give me some protocol on callers and the types of questions they can ask, I would appreciate that, Mike.
Sure. Thanks for the question. You raise a couple of interesting points there. In general, the protocol is very simple, which is that when you call in, our call screener asks, you know, what is it you'd like to comment on or ask a question about? And they are trying then to kind of help coach a person as they call in, simply because a lot of times people need a little help to really form a single question to get in on the show. But that's generally about it. And not knowing your specific instance in any detail, I'll ask about it later when we get off the show to find out about that specific comment. I do know that sometimes metaphors mean things that, or similes for that matter, mean things we don't necessarily know about. And they come up all the time in our conversation here. For instance, there are people will say things like a brown bag lunch. And that seemed like a really innocuous thing until some of our African-American colleagues reminded us that a brown bag was, in certain settings, used as a test of a person's color and whether they could come into a meeting. And so now we call those lunch and learns here, because we don't want to use that metaphor if it has meanings that are hurtful to people. So I will look into the one that you brought up. But the basic protocol is simply to help you to form the question so it works great with the show.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Dennis in Two Rivers. Good afternoon, Dennis. Welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Mike. I've been listening to WHID out of Green Bay. And the last few days, I can barely hear the broadcast. Sometimes I get mostly static. Sometimes I hear remnants of some other station.
I'm not exactly sure what might be happening there. I have a couple of theories, which I'll ask the engineers about and see if there's a problem we know about. We did put in some new equipment recently that most reports suggested made it sound great everywhere. So this is worrisome. One thing that does happen usually in the summer but might be a factor is that sometimes signals from other places can interfere because of weird atmospheric effects. And that's a possibility. I know that during the summer, for instance, I often get reports of people in your area and up through the whole Door Peninsula hearing the stations from Michigan. And that's that atmospheric effect. So thanks for the report, Dennis. We will definitely look into that.
Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane joins us. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234 if you have a question for Mike. We want to hear from you. Post. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. You can also tweet us at CentralTimeWPR. Before we go back to the phones, Mike, President Trump is going to give his State of the Union address to Congress tomorrow night. How are we planning to cover it?
So we'll have the live broadcast on both of our networks, the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Classical Music Network, preempting the things that would normally be on there. And we'll have great coverage from the NPR reporters. They'll be checking in as they lead up to the actual speech, after the speech, and then they'll also have the Democratic response and do some additional analysis after that.
We'll have plenty of reaction and analysis to the State of the Union on the Ideas Network on Wednesday, including on the morning show and right here on Central Time. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Deborah in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, Deborah. Welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I didn't know you'd be on because I listened to that. You were moving, and I'm so glad. Moving to, like, help out in other areas, but I just really love your voice, and so I'm glad that you're still on Central Time, Daryl.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm in for Rob today.
Oh, okay, who I also love. But anyway, I missed Gene Ferraca, Van Marens, and Kathleen Dunn, and I thought, oh, boy, a reunion show would be great. And also, I love Simply Folk and Garden Talk and Science Friday, but Ask Me Another seems to be on a lot. And the other thing is, how do you decide which... Two more things I have. How do you decide which programs to broadcast on Saturday? And then Away With Words comes on early Sunday, and I wish that were repeated.
Well, so the decisions for any broadcast are challenging because there are a lot of options out there. And one of the things that's kind of driven our Saturdays for as long as I can remember is for it to be at least part of the time either lighter or exploring subjects that maybe don't come up so much during the week. So that might be things like People's Pharmacy. Sorry to know that Ask Me Another doesn't work for you. It has turned out to be a very popular show for us. But that's the basic idea, is a kind of an entertaining start to the weekend. Thanks for the idea of repeating. We do repeat some shows that have proven to be very popular, although I'd say over time that's become less common because of podcasting. We know that people can catch things at other times on their own command, and so we're always debating that as we go.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rose in Menominee Falls. Good afternoon, Rose. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi there. I just had two quick comments. One, I really enjoyed the travel guy, and I don't seem to hear him often enough, or he doesn't seem to be on as long when he is on. So I would encourage more of that. And then my other quick comment was, when I heard you mention Ben Maron's name just a few minutes ago, and I had thought of this before, that it would be fun to have for us old-timers who have been listening to public radio for a long time to have a reunion show and have Ben Maron's and Joy Cardine and Kathleen Dunn and whoever else, you know, people had, just for a fun kind of show.
Yeah, it has certainly been fun when we've run into each other in our off-the-air lives, so I know exactly what you mean. I don't have recent reports on everybody. I do know that Joy is having a great time as a retiree, so maybe at some point we could have her come in and do something with us, but generally the reports of the retired folks anyway is that they're loving it, and those of us that still have a number of working years left feel a little jealous. Thanks for the call.
Let's take one more call. Let's go to Louise in Dodgeville. Good afternoon, Louise. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. I have a question about your Facebook page. In previous month or year ago, each show had their own Facebook page, I think, and I could find information pretty quickly and easily. But now it seems like it's all merged onto one page. So I was just curious about that decision and if you'd ever bring back the separate pages again on Facebook. And I can take my answer off the air.
Oh, great. Thanks. So you hit on something that we had a lot of conversation about. What had happened over time, and it worked pretty well in the earlier days of Facebook, is we had individual show pages for every show. But the way that the internet world seems to work is that the way that they'll tell us that they've changed the algorithm. In other words, the sort of robot mind of Facebook was doing things in a different way that caused us to see that all of those individual show pages ended up having not that much audience. And so we decided to combine all of them into the Ideas Network page and the WPR page and maybe a few others, but mostly combined. And that's because we thought it would deliver more audience and therefore more service to the Facebook pages. And that's exactly what's happened. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but a lot more people are experiencing the Facebook. And yet, even we feel sometimes like we'd like to figure out a way to give people access to the individual shows as well.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you spending the time.
Great to be here, and I look forward to the next time.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us the first Monday of the month, either on Central Time or the morning show, to talk about the latest on WPR programming and operations.